Hey, it's your girl Simply Shanika, and you are now listening to The Goddess Confessions. I want to talk a little bit about my spiritual journey and when the awakening happened for me. I know I reference on my page a lot about taking the red pill and how things are so different and yada yada. And I know a lot of people are confused, like, what in the world are you talking about? And so I just thought that I would explain my journey a little bit the best way that I can and the best way that I know how. You know, I feel like to get to the point where I am, it has been a series of things. There isn't just one particular thing that I can pinpoint and say, okay, this is what happened that caused me to have a different outlook on life. You know, I believe it's just a series of things, and then at some point, you know, your soul's like, listen, I can't take anymore. Like, I need you to wake up and get with the program. And I think that's kind of what happened. And this happened around 2017. And see, one thing that I will say, I can recall many moments throughout my life where I've encountered people and they've given me knowledge. And at that moment in my life, I didn't understand the knowledge. But I look at that as God trying to get your attention, trying to get you to open your eyes and get focused and receive the messages that are being sent to you. And because we have so many distractions in our world today, a lot of us do not pick up on these messages. And I just want to say I'm thankful that I finally did, because since I've done it, my life has just been so much better. But back to my story. So around 2017 is when I really feel like things took a major shift in my life. You know, it was just like a light bulb came on in my head and I saw the world from a completely different perspective. A lot of the things that I enjoyed doing before, I didn't enjoy. A lot of the people I, you know, were around, I couldn't be around anymore. You know, everything just started to change and I realized that I enjoyed my company even more. And then I enjoyed the company of others, but it really has to be people that are aligned just like me. You know, outside of my family and close friends, if I'm going to be around people, I feel as though we have to be on the same alignment, because I only want to be around people at this point in my life that I can gain something from, people that at purpose, people that come with peace, people that love themselves. And when you realize those are the things that you enjoy the most, you're going to realize a lot of people are going to start dropping out of your life like flies. And that's what started to happen. And I know they couldn't understand, but it's like my soul was just like, listen, you can't be around these people. You have to move on, because if you don't, you won't be able to evolve even more. And it wasn't just people. It was a lot of things in my life. And I'm still figuring it all out. But for the most part, I know exactly who I am, where I want to be, and where I want to go. And I think spending a lot of time with myself and trying to understand who I am and who I truly want to be is what helped me, or I should say is what's helping me along this journey as well. The first thing I noticed when the shift started to happen back in 2017 were the numbers. I started to see the numbers everywhere in everything. All these number sequences and synchronicities everywhere, like 1111, 444, 222, 333. You know, I would go in the store and buy something, and the exact total would be $22.22. You know, I'd be driving down the road, and the license plate on the car in front of me would be 111. And I'm like, this cannot be a coincidence. Like, what is this about? And so I started to research, you know, okay, well, what does it mean that I'm seeing all these numbers everywhere, all over the place, numerous times a day? Like, there has to be something with this. And so per my research, I started to discover what it meant. And I know to some people, it might sound a little crazy, but it's basically God trying to get your attention. It's your guardian angels, your spirit guides, your ancestors speaking to you, trying to get you to pay attention, trying to keep you on the right path. Because I personally feel like this. I feel like at some point or another, we all reach a point where we feel like, okay, I'm too close to the edge and I need to get back on track. And I feel like that's what was happening. And I feel like I'm being spared. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like I'm being spared. And I guess I keep saying it feels crazy because I'm still understanding a lot of this. You know, I'm still trying to make sense of it. But what I do know, it's real because I feel it. I see it, I'm experiencing it, and I'm also connecting with people everywhere that are experiencing the same things. So I know what I'm experiencing is real. I know that God is real, and I know that I'm being spared, I'm being protected, and there are messages that are being delivered to me. I just have to get myself in a place spiritually so that I can receive the energy and the messages that are trying to be delivered to me. More than ever, we should be trying to discover ourselves spiritually, because I personally feel like there's a spiritual war going on, and a lot of us are not realizing this because we're so distracted with meaningless things that don't matter, whether it's reality shows, it's social media, even the food that we eat and a lot of the things that we enjoy. We don't really understand what's going on, and it's not a lot of our faults. A lot of these things that I've been reading up on and discovering about myself and who I really am, and about our world, and about energy, frequencies, synchronicity, chakras, the list goes on. When were the majority of us ever taught these things? In what school? In what church? When were we taught any of this ancient knowledge? And I like to call it ancient knowledge because that's exactly what it is. But why weren't we taught these things or taught about who we are? I feel as though we've been conditioned to believe that we are just the flesh and that's it. And that's not true. We are flesh, but more than ever, the flesh is just housing the spiritual being that's inside. And that's the key. And I felt like something was missing in my life. And I didn't realize that I was manifesting these answers. I was manifesting it. And now all of these things are coming to me. And I'm going to tell you, it is a lot to process. Because I don't even have the words in my vocabulary to explain a lot of the things that I've been witnessing and experiencing. I gained a whole new confidence within myself once my spiritual awakening happened, because I realized how unique I am. I was created to be unique, and the only validation I need is from within. And I'm talking about years and hours of long nights and studying and praying and manifesting and meditating and experimenting with some things that I shouldn't have been experimenting with, but I'll get into that another time. But all of these things are helping me learn about this ancient knowledge of who we are and why these things aren't being taught to us, because I just know for a fact that if everyone was on the same accord spiritually, the world would literally change overnight. And that's the reason why a lot of the spiritual knowledge isn't given to people. It's hidden. Because it literally could change the world overnight. One of the things that have truly helped me along this journey is meditation. And I can recall one time in particular where I was in deep meditation and I let go and I focused all of my energy, and something spectacular happened, something I cannot even explain to you. I felt something that I had never felt before, and I went somewhere that I've never seen before, and I just experienced something that was out of this world. I felt a connection deeper than I've ever experienced before. And that's how I knew that there's more to life than just being born, going to school, slaving away for most of your life only to retire when you're old, and then you can't even enjoy your life, and then you die and that's it. There's no way that's all there is to everything that we are. But I feel like that's what a lot of us have been conditioned to believe. So that's why we're leading lives and living our lives the way that we do, because we don't truly understand who we are. And like I said, I don't blame people. It's because they don't know. And I was the same way, but now I know. And more than ever, I'm just on a journey to understand and discover for the rest of my life. I want to understand and discover more. I want to become more enlightened. I want to become more aligned. I want to heighten my intuitive senses. And I want to connect with more people that are spiritually aligned as well, so that we all can deconstruct this knowledge and figure out what the hell is going on and what we're supposed to be doing here. Because listen, I don't have all the answers. I just know that I took the red pill and things are different for me in life. And now all I care about is trying to discover the truth. And I know I probably won't ever get to the truth, because nobody knows everything. And then there's a lot of things that have been hidden from us. A lot of things have been changed. So who really knows what the truth is? But one thing I do know is we are all spiritually connected, and I hope that everyone is able to have the same spiritual awakening so that they can understand who they are, so that it makes their journey a little bit easier. But that's where I am in life. And I've made that change. I've made that shift, and that's what I'm on right now. And it feels good. It feels good because I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. The things that I enjoy, you know, the people that have come into my life as a result of me becoming more spiritually aligned with myself, is exactly what I've been wanting. And I wouldn't change anything in my life that helped me get to this point, helped me gain the confidence that I have today, allowing me to sit here and tell my story to you the best way that I know how. It all just feels so good. So I know that there's a deeper meaning to everything, and we all have to look at ourselves and look around and try to find that deeper meaning for ourselves, because once you do, I'm telling you, your life will never be the same, and life will start to get better because you realize what truly matters, and a lot of the things that we experience in life right now don't matter. They don't matter, and a lot of us are suffering because we know that something is wrong. We know something isn't right. That's why a lot of us are stressed out, depressed, and dealing with a lot of things, because we're doing things that our spirits aren't supposed to do. Our spirits aren't supposed to be living this way. But they are, because that's just the way the world has been conditioned. So if you truly want to enrich your life, if you want to become aligned, start praying and start asking and believe in your heart that there is more to life than what you know. And you ask, listen, open my eyes. I want to see the truth. I want to become more spiritually aligned. I want empathy. I want to know these things. I want to understand this ancient knowledge. Please point me in the direction. Please send the teachers my way. Help me understand the world around me. Help me love myself. Help me see the truth. All you have to do is ask and have faith. That's the most important thing. You know, I never understood that before in life. I'm going to be honest. I used to think it was silly. Having faith in something you can't see, something you can't touch, something you can't taste, something you've never experienced in your life. You're asking me to have faith on that? Yeah, I am. And that's how I thought. Like, it didn't make any sense. It would make sense if I had the knowledge, but I don't. And that's the journey that I'm on, to understand and to gain all that knowledge, as well, as much as I can while I'm here anyway. But that's what the journey is for me. And I hope I explained this the best way that I could. And there's so much more that I can say, and I'll probably make another part to this as well. But that's what the journey is for me. I am determined to become more spiritually aligned and to understand everything that's going on around me and everything that's showing up in my life that I cannot explain. Life is about evolving. Life is about growth. And if you don't grow and if you don't evolve in life, well, it's going to be pretty boring for you. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. And I just want to say thank you so much again for all of the love and the support. You guys are amazing. And I'll talk to you soon.